Joined right now by Port Huron's Police Chief, Joseph Platzer. Joe, good morning. Chief, I appreciate you being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How did No Shave November go?
It went
great. You sported a little goatee last time you were here, I think.
I did. We raised over, I think, $1,300.
That's great.
For the prostate cancer awareness, which we'll make a donation to. And I'm actually letting the officers extend it out until March.
Okay. At a cost?
Right now, it's for free because actually I talked to some people and they said that we should have had them donate, like the month of December, January, February. But I had already told the officers that they could extend it out. And I look at it going, I can't give the officers any more money. I can't give them a take-home car. So it boosts morale.
Yeah.
And it's something that they wanted. And as long as it's kept, clean and within regulations, I have no problem with it.
Fair enough. Did you see Sheriff Donlin, by the way? He had a pretty good beard going.
I did. I seen that. And then Friday night, I seen him at Under Sheriff Tom Buckley's retirement party, and it was down to a goatee.
Oh, okay.
So I imagine today it's going
to
be gone.
He seemed pretty anxious to get rid of it. Let's talk about what's new within the city of Port Huron, the police department. The snow ordinance kicked in on December 1st.
That is correct. So for the first 5 days, we're giving out green reminder tickets to all the citizens. It's just a reminder to let them know that from the month of December, so December 1st through actually March 31st, from 2:30 a.m. until 6 o'clock a.m., on any paved streets, so they cannot park their car. And the reason why we enforce snow ordinance, even when there's no snow, is because when we do get that snow, we need to have the streets clear for the trucks to get out and be able to plow. But for the first 5 days, if they get a green ticket on their windshield, it's a warning ticket reminding them that they can't park down the streets.
Fair enough. Also, a change in the hours for city parks, right?
Well, it's a first reading in front of the city council. So, we're looking at kind of getting consistency across the board. We're looking at bringing it from 10 o'clock in the evening to 9 o'clock, and then from 9 until 7, people cannot be in the park. Now, this doesn't mean that at 9:01, we're going to be up there kicking people out of the parks and that. It just allows our officers to have that ability that if we're getting complaints from the neighbors, we get those people that are being loud and disorderly, that we can ask them to leave earlier instead of later.
Okay.
So again, it's not like we're going to be up there at 9:01 telling them, hey, you got to leave.
Right.
But it does allow our officers some discretion.
Okay, and that's, an ordinance before city council. Right?
Correct. It's only had its first reading, so the next city council meeting will go by the second reading.
This is a busy time of year for everybody and really for law enforcement, too, because you've got a whole new set of things to watch for. There's a lot more people, a lot more parties, people doing more shopping. It causes concerns for the police, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And I know Sergeant Decker, last time he was on the air, talked about safety and Christmas shopping and making sure that your packages and your vehicles are out of sight, covering them up. But just a reminder, too, about when you have home deliveries, is that the other night we actually had a package that was delivered to a home. And luckily, the homeowners had video. And it showed a person approaching the porch and actually stole the package. But within 24 hours, we had a suspect identified. We actually was able to locate that person. So just a reminder that if you are having home deliveries, see if you can't be there when the delivery is being made, a family member, or get a hold of your neighbor and say, hey, I'm expecting this package today. Can you keep an eye out? And if it does arrive, can you grab it and keep it inside your house until I can come pick it up?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for those that want to steal from your porch to do so.
Correct.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing I wanted to ask you about, because this was in the news this morning, and we've been hearing a lot more about the legalization of marijuana in Michigan, and the legislature is still working out the details of how that's all going to happen. What does that do for the Port Huron Police Department? Any changes that you foresee in the near future?
We're still working with our city attorney and city administration, but no, business will be as usual. The way the law states is that anyone under 21 can't possess the marijuana anyhow. So that'll still have the enforcement that we need to do. But people over 21 and the amount that they have and the amount of plants that they have, it'll affect our policing a little bit. But we're still going to be out there enforcing the marijuana laws, especially if you're not over the age of 21. If you decide to use marijuana and you get behind the wheel of a vehicle, we take that very seriously, and we will be arresting people for that. Matter of fact, one of our brand new officers, Officer Don Beck, first night on his own last night, Got his first OWI, so operating under the influence of drugs, arrest. So we're out there actively enforcing those laws.
All right, good to know. Chief, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks very much. And I guess we won't see you until next year, so Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas to everybody out there. And again, I'd like to thank the citizens of Port Huron for their support for the Port Huron Police Department. And if there's anything that we can do, you can come down, see me, or go to our website and drop us a line.
Fair enough. Chief Platzer, thanks a lot. Appreciate it very much.